In this video, we will explore how to build a 90-day new creation resilience rule of life. A rule of life is not a list of rules to earn God's approval. It is not about perfect performance. It is a simple pattern of practices that helps you remain rooted in Christ. Think of a garden trellis. A trellis does not create life. It supports healthy growth. In the same way, a rule of life provides structure that helps you receive God's grace, practice truth, and take faithful steps. Jesus said in John 15 that He is the vine and we are the branches. Our life comes from remaining in Him. This 90-day plan is not a lifelong commitment. It is a practical plan for your current season. Begin by asking God what you most need to practice. Do not include everything from this course. Choose a few practices that address your most common inner conversations. You might begin each morning with a short prayer, a brief scripture reading, or a simple truth such as, "I belong to Jesus Christ and I will walk with Him today." During difficult moments, use one of the tools you have learned. Practice welcome when you need to slow down, examine your thoughts, invite scripture, and take one faithful step. Practice ground when fear, shame, rejection, or overthinking begin to take over. Practice rest each evening by reviewing the day with grace, entrusting unfinished concerns to God, speaking scripture into sleep, and thanking Him for one mercy. Remember, these tools are not about perfection. They are ways of returning to Christ. Your rule of life should also care for your whole person. Healthy sleep, movement, nutritious food, medical care, and time with trusted Christian friends all support resilience. Ask yourself, who encourages my walk with Christ? Who can provide wise accountability or support? Resilience also includes faithful action. Is there a relationship to repair, a boundary to strengthen, a temptation to prepare for, a responsibility you have been avoiding? Keep your plan realistic. A small plan you consistently practice is better than a large plan you cannot maintain. You might choose one morning practice, one tool for stressful moments, one evening practice, a weekly review, and one monthly conversation with a trusted person. Each week, ask yourself, what inner script appeared most often? What scripture helped me? What practice brought me back to Christ? What adjustment should I make this week? Remember, you will miss some practices. Life changes, schedules change. Do not let one missed day become a new shame story. Instead, simply say, "I can begin again today." Lamentations reminds us that God's mercies are new every morning. Some struggles require more than personal practices. Depression, trauma, addiction, abuse, suicidal thoughts, or serious medical concerns require qualified professional or pastoral support. Seeking help is a faithful step, not a failure. As you complete worksheet 12.4, build a plan that fits your real life. Choose practices that are simple, meaningful, and sustainable. Then place your plan before God. Pray. Lord Jesus, You are my Savior. Use these practices to help me remain close to You. Renew my mind, guide my habits, strengthen my relationships, and help me faithfully follow You during these next 90 days. Amen.